This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says any American military attack on Iran would be proportionate to the attacks carried out on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump says any American military attack on Iran would be proportionate to the attacks carried out on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Trump told reporters on Monday that we will know very soon if Iran was certainly responsible. Trump says while he does not want war with Iran, the United States is more prepared for a conflict than any country in history. Iran denies any involvement in the Saudi attacks, calling such accusations maximum lies. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
An Afghan health official says 24 people were killed Tuesday in a bombing attack near the site of an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. At least 31 others were injured in the bombing. A spokesman for Ghani says the president was unharmed in the blast. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Israelis are voting today in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz. Polls show Tuesday's contest is too close to call. Gantz says he is hoping voters opt for the change of direction his party offers.
This is a very important day. This is what democratic country is all about. Everybody go put his vote. Let's hope for change. Let's hope for new hope.
10 parties could win seats in the legislature. China says a government official will travel to the United States this week to lay the groundwork for the resumption of high-level trade talks next month. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's two top economies. For more news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in Ohio. The couple worked at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio for 10 years, stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures. The district attorney in New York has reportedly sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Now, according to a source, Vance is seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for the president and the Trump Organization.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Is the British Parliament's suspension illegal? AP's Charles de la Desma reports a top court is set to decide.
The issue is whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson went beyond his remit when he suspended Parliament on September 9, sending lawmakers home until October 14, just over 2 weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU. The Supreme Court will assess two areas. Is this a matter for the courts? And if so, did the government break the law? The court is not expected to rule immediately, but a judgment could come in a few days. If the government wins, lawmakers will remain away from Parliament. If the government loses, the judges could order the House of Commons to reopen soon. Charles de la Desma, London.
Hong Kong singer and activist Denise Ho will testify with Joshua Wong and other activists in Washington today to call on U.S. lawmakers and businesses to criticize Beijing's actions in Hong Kong. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
They'll join other activists to urge U.S. businesses and lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. Hong Kong has faced more than 100 days of escalating protests. Ho told Reuters on Monday the demonstrations are a fight for humanity.
I believe that Hong Kong is in the front lines of this very global fight for humanity itself. And also, the victory or the fall of Hong Kong would also consequentially mean a victory for humanity or the fall of humanity. So I call for the attention of, global communities worldwide to be aware of these situations.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has said addressing China's actions in Hong Kong will be a top priority next week when Congress returns to work.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. U.S. health officials activated emergency measures to tackle the recent spate of lung illnesses blamed on electronic cigarettes. The head of the Center for Disease Control says activating the CDC's emergency operations centers lets experts give additional support to the agency. This is VOA News.